Get rid of the chavtes on the base, on the bottom of the page. Yeah. So our Mishnah holds that even if you, if the woman is someone that if you live with her, the woman that was raped, was seduced, was not only a mamzer is alive, but isa kodis, like your sister, you still have to pay the knas. So the Gemara, and this comes lafuket to exclude mahaitana from the following tana. Tana, you will learn veloisi elisha. It says in the pasuk veloisi elisha that you should marry her. So we're linking the knas to marriage. Shimon at Timni says isha she yesh bo havoya. It says tia isha. It has to be a woman that you can get married to. Now the kedushin is chal. If the kedushin is not chal, then you there's no din of paying knas. And Rav Shimon Ben Menashe says, "Isha Haruya Lekaima." It's not enough that there's no that the kedushin is chal. It has to be a woman that if you marry her, you're allowed to remain married. We're not going to discourage you from staying married. In other words, even though the kedushin is chal, it still could be nisa. We are doing, then you don't pay knas. We'll soon see. That's the whole discussion. We'll see in a second. My Ben, what's the difference? What's a chilik if it's havoya or if it's Ruya Lekaima? Mamzer and Sinni, both alav. So the Kedushin Meferish is chal. Remember, by Kodesh it's not chal, but by alav it is chal. But you're not allowed to stay married. So that would be different with Peknas or not. Lamandom, Yishba Havoy, Hanam Yavoy, it is chal. Lamandom, Ruila Kaima, and Ruila Kaima, you shouldn't be living together. Rashi, Ulafuki Maitana, Masisitoni Yishnas, Mamzer, Lafuki Maitana to argue, she Yishba Havoy, she Kedushin Toivsin, Loy, Bo, that Kedushin is chal. Kratla Khoise, sister of Hayovi Krisis, the Yafim Kedushin, she ain't Kedushin Toivsin, there's no Kedushin at all, Perish Lishi, Mashmalay, Tia, Loshin, Havoy is Kedushin, he holds the word Lisi, Lishi means Kedushin. But if you're Manassi, Mashmalay, Tia, Loshin, Kim, that you have to be able to live together. Hanami Baboya, the Kedushin Toivsim Chayovi Lavin. Kedushin is Toivis by Lavin, except Rabbi Kiva, which we'll see in a minute. Bahasim Yalafal Dimel or not. Freddy Gemara, fine. That makes sense according to us, the Chachamim. However, Rabbi Kiva. The Kuyim means that if you're not allowed to live together, means even though the Kedushin is Chal, but there's an Aveda living together, there's no Knas. Because it says, Veloy Silisha, you have to be able to live together. Legally. Now, what about Rabbi Kiva? Kiva holds that not only Chorus. The Kedushin is not Chal, but Rabbi Akiva holds that even when it comes to Lav, the Kedushin is not Chal. So according to Rabbi Akiva, whether your whole Kedushin is Chal or whether your whole Yalada live together, it's basically the same thing. So what's the two machlek between Shimon HaTimni and Shimon HaNasya? Well, Rabbi Akiva, Domenei Kedushin Toivis B'chai V'Lavin. Rabbi Akiva holds that Kedushin not Toivis B'chai V'Lavin. Ma'ai B'nai, what's the difference? Where would it be in Afkimin Laloch? By a lav, a mamzer is the condition is not chal, and you're not allowed to live together. So where's the nafkamina? We're about 8 lines to the bottom of Tess on the base. It could be not a difference. Would be almona le koin godl. That's what you said before, Moshe. An almona le koin godl. There, the condition is chal. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not a lav. Even though there is a lav by almona le koin godl as well. But the reason why the condition is chal is we'll see in a minute from a pasuk. But you're not allowed to live together. Rabbi Simoy, the Tanya Rabbi Simoy, Rabbi Simoy says, "Min hakoil oisir Rabbi Kiva mamzerin." Rabbi Kiva holds that kedushin is not chal, and therefore the child is a mamzer. Chutz ma'amon lekoyin gadol, even though it's a lav, the kedushin is chal. Why? Shadi Amra Teider, the Teider said regarding a kohen gadol and almon. It says this regarding a kohen gadol and almon. Lo yikach, you shouldn't take. V'lo yichalo. What happens? You take. The only thing you'll achieve is. You'll create chalolim. But if you're not making mamzeidim, the kedushin is chal. So the nafkamin would be, where do you have a case according to Rabbi Kiva where there's an iser? Where there's an iser, but yet the kedushin is chal, is an amon to kohen gadol or a grusha to kohen hedyot. Rashi, my benayu, Mishra Shim Menasi, Kapod Club, only ask him, Shimanasi, Dilashim, not Timni, Shamin, and we know that in Yavamas, he's one who argues Rabbi Kiva, and the Loch, like him, the Polygol, Rabbi Kiva, but none is, your mom's a kosher bosser, Shabla Yavi, Rabbi Kiva, if he holds any lab, then there's a lab, any lab is a Charles Mamza. Shim, I'm a kosher Chayovin, all the Kurdish Mayim, only this Kurdish is Charles Mamza, let up Shim Menasi, Kabin, or ask him, Shimanasi. If he holds completely like Rabbi Kiva, then Ma'ika be Mashmo Usa. What's his way of learning? The Tia Loshen Kiyum that you're allowed to live together. The Mashmo is the Shimon HaTimni who says that it means whether you Kedusha is Chal. Because according to you, Kedusha is never Chal, and you're not live together. It's the same thing. Inami Mashmo Shimon Asi Loshen Havoya Imai to Le Mamzer. Havoya means not where you produce a Mamzer. Ma being Ruy Lekaim Lishba Havoya. It's the same thing. So we answer Mar Kain Godru. The Moida by Rabbi Kirchir is Moida, even though there's an Aveda there, but the Kedushin is Chal. She Kedushin Toivs Leba, because it says Chilul. Av Bishi Belav, the Lav, Grav Semai, but what in Kedushin Lehedyed? No Chilik, Amon Kain Godru, Lo Kedushin Lehedyed. Min hakol kol hanoi lodi mechayi v'lav nechaz mamzer loyim accept here loyikah v'somer loyichal zarei medin kohuna hu mechalei only ruses are kohuna loyisham mamzer maleim. Think about it. Ul Rabbi Yisheva v'koin to Rabbi Yisheva of the Amud says boyu v'netzavach al Akiva ben Yosef. According to Rabbi Yisheva who says let's scream on Akiva ben Yosef. Shahaya Aymer he used to say. According to Rabbi Sheva, who said, let's give Rabbi Yosef, that he's a kibbe, so machmer. That anyone who is an Isser, the child is a mamzer. That means even Amon HaKohen Gadol, since according to Rabbi Sheva's understanding of a kibbe, anyone who lives in sin, I don't care what sin you're committing, the child is a mamzer, that means Glushel Nachal. So what's the difference if you learn like see it means he shouldn't the conclusion of chal was he means it's also in either case exactly the same thing. What's the machlik? Shema Timni Shema Manasseh if they agree with this view. She'ein lebiyis all about mamzer. My benai Yerashi boy even at tzavach. Let's scream. Kibben Yosef shemar ben mamzerim biyisol chinam. He makes too many mamzerim by yidden. Shuaim because she'ein lebiyis all habol osh aish a woman she'ein lebehet to be about mamzer. Feel I'm not going to go nami. The gemara, you know the chilik is. Chayove asei. There's no lav whatsoever. It's a chayove asei. They're definitely kedushin is chal. Either according to Rabbi Akiva. However, it's still nisa. You know, live together. For example, a mitziv and a daimi. The third generation you're allowed to marry. The third generation of an Egyptian. The third generation of a daimi. Before that, it's an asei. Rashi chayove asei mitziv daimi. But there's loy within three generations. Chsiv do shlishi yover lehem do sheni loy v'lava bo mikla asei asei. Says the gemara. Honicha, this makes sense to Rabbi Yisheviv. This makes sense according to Rabbi Yisheviv who learns that that Rabbi Yisheviv is saying any chayovi loving the child's a mamzer that what? Including an Ammon Lekoin Godul and a Grusha Koin Hedye, but a chiva say Take is not a mamzer, so that's the difference. But then everything makes sense. That's the chilik mishim natim and yishim and menasya. However, Honey Rabbi Sheva, Ilav Fukimit Time with Rabbi Samoy, because if Rabbi Sheva is coming to argue with Samoy, Rabbi Samoy says, all Lavi and accept Amonika and Godl. Comes Rabbi Sheva and says, no, even Amonika and Godl, also the children of Mamzainim and the condition of Chal, fine. But it comes to Chiva, say, everyone is Moide, that even though it's an Issa, everything's all right. Ali Time with the Navshi Kamar, if he's coming to give his own reason, if he's not arguing.
Even a
lab habomichlal, I say. Yeah, a lab. But e time with the nafshe karma. But if he's not arguing with Rab Simoy, he's coming to a new thing. Any iser, the child is a mamzer. At the time of the nafshe karma, then luchay the kosha ain't like bibi. So anyone that is an iser involved have la mamzer. Is that filu chayyove asay? Seems that Rabbi Sheva holds that even if an aveda and asay is, as long as he's doing an aveda, the child is a mamzer. Is a chidush nachal. What's going on here? My benayu. As the Gemara, still, Ika Benayu, Abu Ulu Le Koin Gadol. A Koin Gadol has to marry a Psula. It's only a mitzvah asay. And this mitzvah asay, even Rabbi Sheva is Maida, there's an Aveda, but there's no Mamzer and the Kedushas Chal. Why should this asay be any different? Umayishna, why should this asay be weaker than any other asay? All other asays, you Rabbi Sheva holds, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Charles of Mamzer and the Kedushas Chal. Why is this different? Dabli asay, She'enu Shavu Bakol. Remember, only these are the coin. And the coin is an asay she'enu shavu b'kol. Rashi, honich Rabbi Sheva, hai kol she'en lehet to be, to come believe Rabbi Kiva, lav klol kai. That's the general rule. Allah fukir, if somebody comes to argue, somebody alone, also, v'chai v'lav mu, the poli, lo sufi, chai v'lav mekunu, avashum chai v'asay, lo, he's not adding any asay, fine, shopping. But see, the main man, ike b'nai, where's the chiluk, shim natim, shim manasya, on chai avi asay. According to shim natimni, it's kudushas chal, according to shim manasya, but nevertheless, you shouldn't be living together. Fine. Eli lava the Rabbi Simoy. Koyv Rabbi Sheva is not making a comment on Rabbi Simoy. The time of the nafshik kamer. There's no reason Sheva Rabbi Kiva. She called Sheva had to be a bishes. So Avla Mamzer. My ikel. What are you going to say then? The chilik is bulu kain godul. A bulu kain godul. There's no love. Only I say she ain't bo love. There's no love. The almon is vegetation. Ella asay is only an asay. The psula yikach. Vloy bula. Ah, you can tell me if it's an asay. And that's it. It's different. Here it says, marry a psula, and it's an English shavu b'kol, and therefore you're the child's not a mamzer, but it's still not there to do it.
Why don't you call it lava b'mechlal? I mean, lapel, he's also in the almona.
No, but it's true. But that's
because of the asay.
You're right. So it doesn't bother us, but still call it an asay. That lava b'mechlal asay is the gedder asay.
That's what I'm asking.
It is. It's an asay, yeah. The only obvious question here is, if this is a girl's a b'ul l'koyin godl, what's Knas? The holding of Knas is by Psula. We even had yesterday three times it says psula, psula, hapsulas. You know, the second half, psula, hapsulas. Mm-hmm. So what's going on? If the bullock can go, b'chal zol knas. What are we talking about here? So Rashi comes to the chiddush, and Rashi says, "Im tame." Before we get to Rashi's chiddush, Rashi says, "Yet yeah, there is a lav involved. The chiddush is a zayna. If she had a relationship, why is she bula? She obviously had a relationship with somebody. That makes a zayna, and a kohen is not allowed. Is allowed to marry a zayna. What are we limiting it to? I say." There is no tana such as a lazer holds that if a single girl has his nus, has a relationship, it's called nus. Also, zayin is considered zayin in the Torah. Ella rabbi lazer, but less hichas a kavase. The ain zayin ella hanivel the pasla. According to us, a zayin is only she live with somebody that is possible, like a goy or somebody else. Now Rashi says, uba ula shalike darkaidi. She's a bula, but not the normal way. Because the ike darka sulek the knas.
Theoretically, a coin is not going to marry a 20-year-old woman, is it?
Koyin hayid.
Koyin gadol.
Yeah, but she's not a baguette.
Yeah, but she was what?
She's not a baguette. She's a naira.
Does that include a 20-year-old?
It has to. Can I be a baguette?
Exactly. So if he marries a baguette, what's the oivel?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
and can you have tannis besulim for a begedis or not?
But she's not called a bula. We had a machlekes in Yavamas by a begedis with the dinners.
So I'm saying,
we had a machlekes tanoim.
You can talk about a begedis without being a bula.
So there's a machlekes tanoim. Maybe you don't want to get involved in the machlekes. Eh? Maybe because we don't want to get involved in the machlekes. Okay.
Maybe it's milsa shchicha, one who's more common than
the other. Tesis learns that the pshat of the Gemara is that the Kohen Gadol is the one who seduced this girl. And therefore, in the future, he can't live with her anymore because he's the one who made her bula. But because he's the one who made her bula, but yeah, but if he married her, he's allowed to be married because he made her a bula. And therefore, it's in between Lucy and Elisha, but it's his thing. Therefore, there's a knas. There is a knas over here. And what do you call it? And the Lucy Elisha here, because if he did get married to her, he could. So it's different. Not like Rashi.
So Lois, I mean, will that apply to him? Lucy Elisha, he has to take her as a wife?
No, because the Chachili is not married. He has to marry a psula. Omer of Chizda, Rav Chizda says, "Hakom moidim, everyone moidim, but Bala nida. If she was a nida, even though you're not allowed to live together, she mishalom knas. Why? Is lemandom yesh bahavoya kedushas chal honami roedin. Of course, you have a chuppas nida. It's a valid chuppa. And lemandom ruy lekaima, honami ruy lekaima. You have to stay married to a woman who's a nida. Every woman's a nida in stages in her life. Okay, Rashi." So I mean, Rashi. I believe you say Jenukov. You know, you go back on by Kohen Gadol. I said, "Mitzi v'dayim, no bechol kol." On Amir Bavoy, I'm a kaddish. I'm a kaddish. I'm a kaddish. So you want to write Ulafuke? Our whole mission comes to argue that I'm a chudim and a kaddish. Our mission knows that even Isakaris, you pay knas because you pay knas. This argues that I'm a chudim and a kaddish. The Tanya, I'm a chudim and a kaddish. How you says you're making pudding kishabe? Chudim and a kaddish holds that the din of kamlu with the rabbi that if you get a stricter punishment, you don't pay money. It's not only when it comes to capital punishment, but even punishment punished by the Eibushter. Ma Shabbos, just like Shabbos, Mizchai ben Nafsha on Shabbos. If you committed you damaged somebody on Shabbos, a building on Shabbos, that you chay misa. If you burn the house down on Shabbos, you potter from Melashon pain because you're going to get killed for it. Af Yemei Kippurim, where there's no capital punishment, the Eibishter will punish you. Mizchai ben Nafsha, you potter from Melashon, you potter from Melashon. Rashi, Lafu Rabbi Nechumi, Masisi Nechumi, Mechayev Tashlumi, Laboy, Alois, Achayz, Sister, Alva Pisha, Mechayev, Kodesh, Bebe Yosei, Mafke, Mirab Nechunya. This argues Rabbi Nechunya. Siyem, Mechayev, Kippurin, Shabbos, Lifter, Hamadig, HaGodin, Kippurin, Tepata, someone who lights a Godin, Shabbos, Kippurin, Kippurin, as if it's in Shabbos. Ma Shabbos, 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 Bezen, Potan, Shlumi, Kitna, Masisi, Gabi, Boa, Bita, it says next Mishnah. If he had a relationship with his daughter, with his Chayev, Skila, or sorry, for the Yalu, Lama, Vila, Yia, Osan, Yonish, Yonish, we learn that when a person bangs, hits a woman and the kids miscarry. If the woman dies, it says in the Pasuk, if the woman didn't die, you have to pay to the husband for the kvlodis. What happened? The woman did die. You potter from the kids' money. Is that ayah? Come lame the rabbinet. We learned the whole concept from the rabbinet. So afyom kipurim over there is talking about you're going to get punished. As you kipurim shubakodes chiyav nefesh uzel potter lumen. How does he know to compare misa b'day shemayim and misa b'day adam? Says the gemara like this. My time is going to come. I'm going to buy name. It says osin b'day adam is b'day shemayim. It says of the osin the pasuk we learn of lahi osin onish yonish. And Yaakov avinu admonish the brothers when you take binyamin. To Yosef, I don't want any osan baderech. I'm very worried, right? He says the crow osan baderech. So he refers to happenings on the road to the word osan. Now, what are we worried about? What's going to happen to Binyamin on the road? Probably something that natural, like get sick. a bowl of chalitza will have, he'll pick up on the road. So therefore, he's comparing osin b'dei adam to osin b'dei shemayim. My osin ha'amah b'dei adam, what's the din over there? Part of me that's paying, af osin ha'amah b'dei shemayim, when Yaakov admonishes the brother, be very, very careful, I'm scared because something might happen to him. He was not worried that something physical will happen to Begashmis. He was worried about beruchnis. He's part of me that's shalomim. He also part of me that's shalomim. Rashi also the Adam Laya Austin the Mishtai talking about Mr. Bezin, the member said, hey, like Mr. Bezin, Michal, you paid me for others. Also, they should mind the Kuru Austin. Says the Gemara, mask.
One second.
Mask of Adavarada, Mimai, the Chikamazel, who would be young and suffer. Mimai, the Chikamazel, who Yakel, how do you know what Yakel was admonishing his children was at Sinema Pachim and cold and hot, no, was on fevers and sicknesses, which comes from Shemayim, the Bede Shemayin, and therefore you decided that you're Makish the Shemayin the Adam. Maybe. Maybe it's worried to be careful. There are lions out there in Eretz Yisrael. Those days were lions, and maybe Ganavim will attack you guys. And I'm scared that something's going to happen to Binyamin. Who told you that he's worried about an Osam Edei Shemayim? He's worried about Osam Edei Adam. So the Gemara, Otu Yaakov. Did you think Yaakov Aho Azir Aho Loy Azir? Well, Yaakov was only worried about one. He was worried about everything. Sa'id Edei Shemayim. The other one, he warned us. He said, I don't want Binyamin to go. I'm worried an accident will happen. He was referring to all possibilities. Take your lions and love him, but also tzim v'pachim. I'll call Mili Azir. Frey di Gemara, okay, but let me ask you a question. V'tzinim v'pachim b'dei shemayin, are you telling me that cold and fever is something that the Eibishter controls? V'hatanya, didn't we learn? Hakoil b'dei shemayim, everything is in Eibishter's hands, chutz v'tzinim v'pachim. If somebody gets cold or gets sick, it's your own fault. You didn't dress properly. You didn't take care of yourself. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk, tzinim pachim b'derech. That tzinim pachim b'derech. Ikei, shenemar krum aveg. Shoyimen, nafsha, yichememar. You take care of yourself. You will this. Lamed of Aleph on the bottom of the page. But shoyimen, nafsha, yichememar. Somebody takes care of themselves. They can this. In other words, that it's not b'dei shemayim. It's totally up to you. So first of all, what are you telling me that... That Yaakov was warning them about Tzinim Pachim, which is B'dei Shemayim, and that's how the Chuni is Gzeir Shove. No, Tzinim Pachim is actually B'dei Adam. If they dress nicely, warmly, nothing will happen. Vesu, and furthermore, Aliyeh V'ganve B'dei Adam, you think when a lion attacks somebody, and another hit somebody, this is a human intervention, it's all Gocha Pratis. And they deliberately intended that you should be, your house should be broken into, or that a lion should attack you. As we'll see in a minute, why? Rashi, tzinim pachim kari v'choim, cold and hot, b'dei shemayim, im boim poronis al adam, gzeidas ha-melechu, this is from the Eibishter. Chutz b'tzinim pachim, she-pa'omim, she-boim b'pshia, sometimes it's your fault. Sometimes it's your fault. So Tezer brings questions on other places, it seems like that tzinim pachim is up to the Eibishter. So Tezer explains, whatever it says that, not pshat that tzinim pachim up to the Eibishter. The Eibishter can give you money to buy clothes that if it's very cold, you can warm. But not that the etzim getting a cold enough to the Eibishter. That's totally up to you. And the last thing Tezer asks is, it says, hakob de shemayim chutz meyir shemayim. And here is in Hakadah Chutzin and Pachim. So Tesis explains, they are talking about the way a person is born. What do we give you? Tzadik v'rosh aloi ka'amah. We're talking about what kind of person you're going to be. Here we're talking about occurrences in life. Occurrences in life, the way the Gemara learns right now is that everything is Torah b'dei Shemayim, Chutzin and Pachim, but then the Gemara concludes it's not so. Even Tzin and Pachim is up to you. Even Tzin and Pachim is up to you. Yeah. By the Gemara. What do you mean that Ayi Beganve is up to the Eibishter? Says Gemara, but Amar Rabbi Yosef, Chen Tani Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yosef said, and Rabbi Chiya said the same thing. Miyoyim Shechara Beis Hamikdash, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Afa Pisha Batlu Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin stopped. Even though Tesis already brings down that 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they stopped the Sanhedrin. So Tesis said, in every ever since, Tesis says, however, whenever there was an urgent need, they would reconvene. And therefore, but didn't shut down absolutely until the Beis Hamikdash. For the Tzicha, they shut down absolutely 40 years before. Never reconvened, under any circumstance. But for other Nyanim, they did reconvene, sometimes, if it was urgent. Arba Mishle Botlu. So it says that even though the Sanhedrin stopped, but the four punishments, Skila, Sreifa, Hedev, Chene, continued. Freddy Gemara, Aloy Botlu, a Botlu. What do you mean, no Botlu? If there's no Bezin, who's going to administer it? So the Gemara. Din arba mitzvah le'botlu, but the consequence of the four mitzvahs, if somebody commits an aveda, that's just one of the four punishments, he's still going to get punished. Mishan is chayiv skila. If somebody's chayiv skila, oy noifu menagag. What skila? You throw him off a roof and then he falls on rocks. They stone him. Either he'll fall off a roof. One day he'll fall off. A chayiv desasa. A chayiv will trample on him, which is exactly like skila. Rashi din dalam misses oynish digmas similar punishment. Noifu menagag. Doy melaniskol is stone. Should doichvu noisa beis skila. Throw him off. Lord is in the ground. The gevoy beis came in two stories high. Kedamin megmar din. The lion throws him down to the ground and tramples all over him. Then the Gemara says, "Mishan's chayiv safe. If you come in a way that chayiv be burnt, you fall into a fire. You get bitten by a poison snake. The heat, that poison, the venom, is considered like safer. Mishan's chayiv aregel. You have to be decapitated. The sword. You'll be given over to the government and they decapitate people. Or robbers will come in you and kill you. Rashi." And the fire of the venom will burn you. They decapitate you. That's what they do. Whoever is chayiv to be strangled, he drown and then you die from choking. Obviously, he can't breathe. Or he dies from diphtheria. Rashi sunchi askerav who begroin in the throat. He can't breathe. So the chayda. What is he from here? That if lions attack people or ganavim attack people, that's din dalad misses. That means it is from the Eibishter. What do you mean? You're telling me that's b'dei adam? It's not b'dei adam at all. It's b'dei shemayim. El efech. You're right. The Gemara concludes. Adye veganve b'dei shemayim. You're right. Lions and ganavim are from heaven. And sinu pachim b'dei adam. And you're right. Yaakov. And this is what we're saying here. Yaakov Avinu told the brothers, "I'm very worried about Binyamin. An awesome will happen. What's going to happen? Either he'll get fever, which is b'dei adam, or he'll be attacked by a lion, which is deshamayim." And therefore, we see the word asan covers the whole gamut, including deshamayim. And then when it says asan, that if you become a b'derabbanei, we say over there also means that whether deshamayim, how a person gets killed, the adam, you don't have to pay any money. Rava says, no, I'll give you another reason altogether. Tangma de Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. You know what Nechunya ben Akana's word is? Mahach from here. V'im Halem Yalimu, if you see somebody there with the Moloch, and you guys decide not to do anything about it, then Am Oretz's name, if you guys, the people of the land, and here is complimentary, decide to put a blind eye and not do anything with the Isha, who a person, Besitim Zal Moloch, are you going to do when he puts his children by the Moloch, Vesamte and he is punished, then I'll take care of it. And what kind of threat is that? If you don't do anything, I'll do something. So, you think a threat. If you don't do something, I'll do something to you. Anyway, I'll take care of that person, mishpachtei, and what will I do? V'hichrati oisai, I will cut him off, and so on and so forth. So what's the Torah saying here? If you guys don't punish him, which your punishment is b'dei adam, then I will punish him kodesh. So we see that kodesh is a substitute, it supplants b'dei adam. V'hichrati oisai, amra Torah, kodesh, shali kimish lechem, ma mish lechem, patr shlumin, what happened to you if you guys decide to give a papa punishment, he's patr paying, av kodesh li patr shlumin. For the Rashi, what's the difference is azar she'achol truma. If azar, a friend, a person eats truma, let's say a Yisrael eats truma, so now he does two things. First of all, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, and he's chayiv money. Now, this thing that we just said, Chum Nakana said that if you're chayiv kodesh, you come and dominate. Would he also include misiv de shemaim or dafke kodesh? And that would be machlek is a bayi v'rova. According to Rava, the pasuk of vichrati is only kodesh. We say come and dominate. But misiv de shemaim, like truma, there's no come and dominate. But according to Abaye said, we learn out osan, that whether the punishment is de shemaim, it's equal to the adam, then no difference between misiv de shemaim or kodesh, we will say come and dominate. Zor shachat truma le'abai a potter. Could the abai is potter because mitzvah shemayim is potter? Ule rabba chayiv. Rashi zor shachat truma b'meizid. Who b'mitzvah b'day shemayim? Chayiv shemayim. B'loy b'kodesh. No kodesh. Kodesh. Who v'zad? What's chil kodesh mitzvah shemayim? Said Rashi. Kodesh. Besides, we had in the moy cotton there how old you are. Another difference is your kids. Kodesh. Who v'zad in a nation? You and your kids get cut off the chsiv. Ariri miyu. They'll be childless. Le'abai a potter mitzvah shemayim to pay the nafkalema osan b'day shemayim. Anything that happens from the Eibishter v'chol osan b'mashma bein misa bein mekodes. Le'abai a potter. We know the rule of common with the rabbanei is only if they both happen in tandem. If it's simultaneous, the chiv of misa and the chiv of mammon come at the same time, then we say common rabbanei. But if the chiv of mammon comes before the chiv of misa, there's no common rabbanei. Le'chayde, if you eat truma and you have to pay. When do you have to pay? As soon as you steal the truma, you already have to pay because you're a ganef. When do you chayiv misa? Only when you swallow it, when you ate it. It's not happening at the same time. We're just coming to Abri coming here. That's the most question.
And if he's Chayav Misa first, is he then Potter from...
It's two different things. It makes no difference first, which is so for a second.
If the guy, Chayav,
how is it possible Chayav Misa for a moment by Truma?
Let's say he kills... not by Truma.
Yeah. Ulabaya, Labaya Potter. Abaya is Potter for Omar of Chizer said, Moidir Abuchunya Connor, the Goinir Chelbish Chavedi. If you steal your friend's fats, if you eat fats, you chayiv Kodis, but you stole it first, but Ochli ate it, you chayiv, you chayiv the money. Why? Shekvarn is chayiv, big neighbor, Koydim Shabal, the day is a chayiv. They're not happening in tandem. You chayiv the money first, and then you chayiv Misa afterwards. There's no Kamad Rabbin. Isn't Truman exactly the same thing? Alma, what do we see? The Meidna, the Agbek Kanya, as soon as you lifted up your Ganif, and Ms. Chayiv Benaf, you'll have the ochle, but you're not chayiv misa until you ate it. Hochanami luchayid by truma. So be eating the agbe kanya when you lifted it, you're kainet. Abe mez chayiv benaf shel havi ad ochle. You're not chayiv to. So what's Abaye saying over here? The comment that I'm saying, how's it coming? Rashi, Ulabaya, Pot Bidmion, he nami the Misa the Shemaim Petashlumi. In principle, you're right. The Misa the Shemaim exempt you from paying money. I will hecha the Ochel Truma, the Gzela. But if you ate stolen Truma, me miftin, how can it be Potter? Right now we're learning he's a Ganif. If the vote is a Ganif, how can it be together? Kivan the Agbe Kanya. Soon you lifted it, you're a Koida. The Chayiv Petashlumi, you have to pay money. I feel it is Sarev, and even you got burnt after you didn't eat it, you still have to pay. Umis Chayiv Ben Nafshalahavi, when did you come Chayiv Nebishta? Ad the Ochel, he ate it. Says Imam, I'll give you an example. Hocha maskin, what we're talking about over here. Your friend stuffed it down your mouth, so you never did a kinyan, you never picked it up. Letoich piv into your mouth. So when did you become the ganif? And Rashi is going to learn it. Rashi is going to learn it. It's not ganif anymore because you didn't do anything. You're a mazik. You're a mazik. So, and you have to pay for a mazik as well. When did you become a mazik? When you chewed it. When did you become chayib and misa? When you chose it. So they're happening at the same time. Rashi, Shetocha lechaveda, the Agba, you didn't lift it, like Kanye, you weren't koine, like Mechayib, it tashlum, so when did you become responsible to pay, elabibliyasa, when you swallow it, Mechayib, the mei, hanoas meya. So what are you paying for when you enjoyed it? We'll see, we'll ask that in a minute. Right now, Rashi is saying it. Lechayde bebliyasa mischayev demei hanoas me. What are you paying for? You're not paying us a ganav. You're paying us a mazik. As a mazik, how much do you pay? Not the value of the item, the value of the benefit you have. What comes down your stomach, what you enjoyed in your stomach. That's what you have to pay. So lechayde v'ledam mikula. Let me kula. You don't pay the full amount of money. But you're not a ganav. You're a mazik, and a mazik you only pay like a kvishenene. Uvahi shaitechi misanamik. You're happening in tandem. Freddy Gemara. Soiv. Your question. Kivan the loss, as soon as you chewed it, you ruined it, right? Once you chewed it, nobody can use it anymore. Kanya, you're a koine. That's Taisa's problem. Kanya sounds like you're a ganef still. So Taisa learns the whole Gemara, we're talking about a ganef. But Rashi learns the whole Gemara, we're talking about a mazik. Kanya, you were koine when you chewed it. But Mizchayib and Nafshal have at the bowl. But when you become chayiv, when it entered your stomach, it's still not in tandem. Rashi. Says the Gemara, hear what happened. Kigoin, chewing it means that in my mouth, in my teeth. Says the and chewing it, you're not chayiv yet misa because you can always spit it out. You're not chayiv till you swallow it. Says the Gemara, you know what we're talking about here. Going that you didn't have to chew it. Should talk of the guy had put on the end of a stick and he stuck it to the very back of your throat and he pushed it right down your throat to truma. So you never chewed anything. And now, when did you become the mazik? When it, you swallowed it, and when you became misa? When you swallowed it, same time. So that's one of the problems Tezo has over here. The fact that you'll see in a minute, I could have spat it out. So I said, when I swallowed it, no, we're talking about you could spit it out. And because he swallowed it, is a raya that he's happy to swallow it. So he's complicit in the whole thing. Freddy, what are we talking about? If he could have spat it out, it's a neder, he should have spat it out. If he didn't, when did he become the mazik? That second, he became a mazik. And the first guy did nothing because you could have just spat it out, and then you didn't. But when did you become chayiv misa? Only after you swallowed it. So it's not this in tandem. And eloi motzi laduri. And let's say the other guy stuffed it down your throat so far that you can't spit it out anymore. So therefore, you became a mazik and the chayiv misa at the same time. Why are you responsible at all? What did I do? The guy took a thing and stuffed it down back in my throat. I couldn't spit it out. So why am I chayiv misa? And why am I chayiv mazik? Other guy. Sorry. The coin. So turn blows the coin. Yeah. And Eloi Rashi. E boy ladure vechiloyahadre. If I didn't return it, my hishaita, the moment I decided to swallow it, that moment, Iu mazik los. Rashi calls him a mazik. The Rishon La Midi Avid, the first guy did nothing. Why is he chayiv anything? It's an honest. Unfortunately, we talk why Rashi only highlights Misa and Mammon, he is chayiv. He should be potros. What did he do? The guy stuffed it down his throat. Says the Gemara, loy tzvicha, as usual. The motzi lahadure aydeh tchak. He could have spat it out. It would be very, very difficult. And it would be mias, repulsive, because it's already the back of his throat. It's all gooey. But he could have spat it out. So.
But it's not chewed up.
Exactly. See, a gazlan, he's not, because he didn't do anything. Why didn't he do anything? Because when it went to the back of his throat, even if he could have spit it out, he could never give it back to the original owner. It's really yuck. So a mazik, he's not. So then what is he then? A mazik. He's not a ganef, he's a mazik. When he could have spat it out, me as it is, but he didn't. So when he decided to swallow it, he became a mazik. So that moment he's a mazik. And that same moment is Rechiv Misa. Oh yeah, for sure. No, but you don't need Eidim Misa, the Shemayim. You don't need Eidim Misa, he's not denying it. He's not denying it. And it's Kapori. Remember we had Tesla here, but Tesla also in Psachim. Tested, that the whole year of Truma paying it back, when you're stealing Truma, you pay. It's not Mammon like normal Mammon. It's a Kapara. So he wants, so he, even if he's Moida, he paid because he wants that Kapara. Rashi.
So what if it was
Chaylev?
Chaylev
there. Chel Boishel Chaveda, there's not Kapara, no.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what I'm talking about Truma. Even if we would have returned it, it would be mias. Therefore, wouldn't be suitable for the bialim. A gazel is not, because he couldn't give it back. But he's still a mazik. What are you going to hold him responsible for? You're going to, because you had anah, you're a mazik. It happened the same time. Okay. That's so. Therefore, according to Abaye, Kamed Rabbeinu Yepater, but according to Rava, there's no Kamed Rabbeinu by Misa Shemayim. That's the answer we give here. So you invite. You can see really why in Yeshivas the world is whole Gemara so talked about. So you invite. Rav Papa gives another answer. Kigoyin shetochav lechaveire mashkin shel truma. You know what he did? He wasn't food. It was mashkin of truma, and therefore we don't have to say. And therefore, as soon as you put it in my mouth, I can't spit it out because it's already mias. So therefore, gzela, I can't be a gazlan. What should I do? I can't give it back to the owner, the original owner. What am I going to give back? Liquid that was circulating in my mouth. So what am I? So therefore, what am I going to be chayiv for? For a mazik. When did I become a mazik? Only when I swallowed it. And therefore, misa and mazik at the same time. Mashkin shatruma to in his mouth. Rashi, mashkin shatruma. But basically, I don't have to say that the guy stuffed it down the back of my throat. It's not suitable. Come together. One more answer. Ravashi answers. You know what we're talking about over here? A whole different story. Misa b'day shemayim. We ask a question. How can we misa b'day shemayim and mammon at the same time? Two different events happen at the same time. Avashi, the machlekes Avashi and Rava and Sanhedrin, whether misa lezeh or mammon lezeh, do we say come lebe derabene? Avashi says misa lezeh, mammon lezeh, we do say come lebe derabene. Rava says no, it has to be to the same person. So you know what happened here? I was eating truma, which is misa de shemayim, and at the same time, I ripped somebody else's clothes. Mammon lezeh, but I did it actually at the exact same time. So according to Ravashi, misa lezeh, mammon lezeh, come lebe derabene. But what's the misa? Misa b'day shemayim. That's only called the Bayev. According to Rav, it'd be Chayev because Misa Shemayim Patas. Rabbein Tam completely argues with Rashi and he said that's not what Misa Zeh Mokon Zeh is. It's two different Maisim altogether. Or maybe because it's happening at the same time, it's definitely one Maisim. Nobody would even argue. Different ways of looking at it. But let's look at Rashi. Rav Ashamar. No, I wrote. I two Aiden watching it, let's say. No. They saw you eating Truma. No. Forget the whole thing about a friend pushing it down. They saw you taking Truma and eating it. Even your own truma. Now we're not talking about stealing anymore. Your own truma. Maybe say shemayim. But you tore someone else's clothes. Ravashi yom bezor afremdish ochal truma shloi. He had his own truma. Or bekora shiroyin shel chaveda. At the same time, he ripped somebody else's clothes. So he's misle shemayim and mamas. Look, Rashi. Bishor sheboil. While we're swallowing. Ba'afagav the misa lab mishum amayinu. The nizigasi. Two separate events. Miftulei. Sili Ravashi. Afilu ne misa lezev. Shum lezev. Potter you are potter. Okay, we continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, put your own time. Hopefully tomorrow we can learn Friday's Gemara as well. Tomorrow we're learning Purim's Gemara. This is what we learned today is tomorrow's Gemara.
all these incidents can happen also doing a similar thing, like Shabbos, you know, you're doing one thing on Shabbos and one thing doing somebody else.